Orlando Bloom, Jude Law, Brad Pitt, that other really attractive guy, all star in Fistful of Pixels, all of your favorite male actors.
I'm just kidding, not Ben Affleck.
That was a good one. I'm just kidding. It's actually Matt Damon.
Ride him, cowboy.
You are listening to a sample of Fistful of Pixels, an improv comedy podcast about theoretical video games. Each episode, we take fake video game titles submitted via Twitter to @FistfulOfPixels or by email to podcast@FistfulOfPixels.net. And in a matter of minutes, we turn those titles into pitches, ready to meet publishers, free of charge. Titles like Lookout Barrel Boy.
It's, you know, we're not going to go the obvious route. It's somebody who's like wearing a barrel as a suit.
I mean, it's a pure anthropomorphized barrel.
But he's a boy, so he still has to go through the growing up process.
Yeah, right. He's young. He's trying to find his, you know, he's trying to find his place in the world. And maybe this is like, oh, this could be a beautiful story, guys. It's his barrel dad left him a series of recordings about things, you know, to look out for in his life, you know, because his dad died, but he wanted him to, you know, to have like
experience
all these
experience life.
He wanted to have all of his like wisdom and knowledge, you know, growing up. And the tapes are called, the series of tapes is called Look Out, Barrel Boy.
Oh. What is the gameplay genre? What is
it's an action RPG.
Maybe it's like that new game, Rock of Ages, where you're just trying to knock stuff down, but like...
It's not like the subtitle, but it's kind of like a subtext, and it's, it just says it's all downhill from here.
How about, like, I mean, really, whatever type of game that you make it, you can still have that whole, like, subtext of his father, you know, his father leaving him. And that could be, like, the tutorial, right? Like, mm-hmm. It could be all these, yeah. like, heartwarming messages. His dad's like, I love you. And I just need you to know, press X to roll.
You're just going to want to grab a hold of the right stick of life just to get some context, just to look around in life.
Just to get some perspective, right?
The tutorial would be him learning how to roll around because he's a barrel boy. And then he has this rebellious teen phase where he goes to a punk rock concert and he has to roll over the cops to save his friends from being arrested.
So all of his friends are just normal humans.
Exactly, yeah.
He's a barrel. It's really tough getting a barrel into a good school. But I hear there's a lot of scholarships.
I think it's become like a Forrest Gump style adventure, like just throughout the history of time and how barrels have affected everything.
Roll, barrel boy, roll.
It's like it's the spiritual successor.
Real quick, can we just remember the fact that Mike just said roll, barrel boy, roll? Can we go back to that? I think that needs to be reiterated. Seriously, this is now the retelling of the Forrest Gump story, except now he's a barrel. He saves Dan by throwing him inside his own cask, and then he rolls away. he could only fit because he had lost both his legs.
I think there should be some point where he wants to commit suicide and jumps off a bridge near Niagara Falls.
Okay.
I guess.
Wait, no, what if he wants to commit suicide and he finds a giant monkey?
Guys, it's so weird. I was just sitting here and this giant gorilla threw me at a plumber. Maybe this is the original Donkey Kong, but you play from the perspective of the barrel. You have to avoid the plumbers.
Watch out, barrel boy. There's a guy with a hammer coming at you. So think about it. You're the barrel. It's like the time after Donkey Kong. You jump over that flaming barrel at the end. Mm-hmm. What happens? You never see off that screen.
Wait, barrels jump over the flaming barrel?
No, that's what I'm saying. They usually don't. But this one did. Because someone warned him. This is him now after the flame.
This is him becoming, right? Exactly. And his dad left him all these recordings because he did
his
crash.
Dad left him the recording.
Because he did crash out, into
son.
It.
Watch out, son. There's going You don't want to jump over the flame. No other barrels had been left this message. Who else would know? He's the only barrel that made it.
Oh, guys, I'm going to cry. This is so beautiful.
Just listen to what people on Twitter are saying about Fistful of Pixels. Justin McElroy of My Brother and Me calls it a treat. Professional voice actor Bob Ball calls it his awkward future vote for a Webby Award. Artist Justin Russo labels it a must-listen if you're a fan of funny and video games. Still not convinced? Check out Supremacy of the Titans of Titanic Supremacy.
Maybe the Titanic, the ship, was not taken down by an iceberg, but by a frost titan.
Yep, mm-hmm. Adam, we're thinking alike right now.
Okay.
So this frost titan has dominated and shown his supremacy over the Titanic. So mm-hmm. what does he do next? How does he show future supremacy?
He takes out a cruise ship.
Yeah,
next to a small island.
Right.
He makes the captain trip into a lifeboat.
Obviously.
And then he forces the captain to not return to the ship afterwards as it continues to sink.
Well, see, here's the thing: is that back in the days of the Titanic, it was easy to sink a ship and not be discovered. Right? You could just sneak away and nobody would know. They don't have satellites. Now,
he would just slowly lower himself back into the water. like the opposite of that guitar solo by Slash in that Guns N' Roses video where he slowly raises out of the water. The Frost Titan does the exact opposite. Slowly edges down into the ocean.
You couldn't come up with a better analogy there?
It was estranged. I didn't want to blow anybody away by referencing the actual video. So
it's just not as easy to take out a ship as it used to be. And so, now he's got to blame it on the captain of the ship. And I think he did that very well. So
he has to frame the captains.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's not demonstrating supremacy quite well, like I would hope, though.
So here's actually my spin on it. I think you had it half right. So the Titanic is taken out by the frost giant. Titanic sinks to the bottom of the ocean. 400 years go by. Scientists want to unearth the Titanic and, study it. Mm-hmm. They unearth it, but a mad scientist actually takes over the Titanic. So the mad scientist's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was on the Titanic and wants to take out vengeance on the frost giant that he knows still sleeps at the bottom of the ocean, revives the Titanic, turns it into a Titanic robot, and you do battle against the frost giant.
Oh my God. I like that so much. I want to be playing that.
And we get Vin Diesel to motion capture the boat.
I gotta say, Ben, the whole time that you were talking, I was just like, this is bullshit. I'm like, man, when is he gonna stop talking? And then you mentioned resurrecting the Titanic as a robot. And
picture, if you will, a giant boat with two big arms and legs.
You've instantly made the boat less functional by adding legs to it. You realize you're in the middle of the ocean.
Well,
does it need legs for? Is it kicking now?
It's treading water.
Yeah.
It's got a big hole in it. It can't float anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Duh. You know what? My bad. Good mm-hmm. call. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't thinking it all the way through. I guess, yeah, if you resurrect the Titanic as a robot, it's completely unthinkable that you would patch that hole. You're right.
That's true.
I like that we keep saying resurrect as if it was alive.
Right.
Wait, what kind of attacks would this ship have? I'm going to say that the Titanic 2, as it were, could launch its lifeboats, but you would run out really quickly.
and it has captains trapped in them.
Yeah, it does have a very, an almost inexhaustible supply of fine china.
Uh-huh.
Because that's all you see it.
And people.
China.
You've made it this far. Why not subscribe? Submit a few titles of your own. Again on Twitter to @FistfulOfPixels. Or by email to podcast@fistfulofpixels.net. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Or leave us a review on iTunes. We'll return the favor every episode. Trust us.
Hey, did you guys hear that Duke Nukem was coming to the Mac?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't think Macs could get viruses.
I'll tell you what. This is what this is. This is a this is an iPhone game. It's Bop It. It's multiplayer, but it's asynchronous. So it says, your friend has just bopped it. You need to twist it now.
Your dog. I'm going to tell you now. Your dog can have over 3,000 bucks in the game.
You can scan your own dog in via Kinect.
Scan your own dog. This is your game.